Blog Talk Radio.
Money 2.0 Business on the Edge presents On the Edge Women in Business. Silicon Valley, Bay Area's AM 1220 KDOW, leading business radio show host. Helping you excel in business and in life. Here is business coach and show host, Margaret Jackson.
Welcome to Business on the Edge, extended show, everyone out there in the world, in the nation. This show is brought to you by the Small Business Concierge Communications and Digital Media. Thank you for tuning in to tonight's Faith and Business on the Edge show. I appreciate your listenership. I am online, live from Silicon Valley, Bay Area, and around the world. If you want to dial into tonight's radio show, Business on the Edge Extended, you can dial in at 1-516-531-9868. That is 1-516-531-9868, and get your questions and comments on air with me tonight. Of course, if you want to connect with me directly, you can email me at ontheedge@businessontheedge.biz or call 1-888-MY-SBC-30, Small Business Concierge 30. If you don't know who I am, welcome to my show. I am AM 1220's KDOW business coach and radio show personality, Margaret Jackson, here in Silicon Valley, as this is my extended show from my network show. It's my extended show, Business on the Edge Extended. Welcome to our Sunday night Faith and Business on the Edge show. I believe that your business and faith should connect. There should be a balance between your business and your faith for you faith-based folks out there. If you want to listen to my show, my network show, Business on the Edge on AM 1220 KDOW, you can always tune in at kdow.biz. If you're local and in the area, you can turn that AM dial to AM 1220 KDOW, and you will hear me there every Thursday live, 2 p.m. to 3 p.m. prime time here in the Bay Area. And around the world, you can connect with me also, hear the show on iHeartRadio, our satellite network as well, satellite streaming. I want to talk to you a little bit. We only have a short time together. This is a short program. I know everyone's preparing and relaxing, and tomorrow is Martin Luther King's birthday. We are celebrating Martin Luther King and what he has done and his sacrifice, and I want to say enjoy your time off and just think about the price that he and his family has paid for us in this country as people of color, and wanting to bring people of many colors together to sit at the same table, right? Amen. So I want to talk to you tonight about a book I am writing. I've been working on this book for quite some time. It has been one of those babies, spiritual babies, that you're ready to give birth. You're ready to unleash. You're ready to show the world what God has put in you. Power Women, Power Secrets, The Making of a Power Woman is the book that I'm writing. I look forward to letting you know when we will release it. We're not sure yet. I'm still working through chapters, working on the book. But I wanted to give you some snippets of what I'm talking about. I've been talking about Power Women, Power Secrets since 2013. And women are powerful, And tonight I'm going to talk to you about the origin of the power of woman, understanding the origin of the power of woman. Taking her place at the table, her rightful place at the table. I was tuning into one of my favorite ministries, Congregation Family, founded by Tim Story and his family. And as they were closing out the service, actually it wasn't closing out the service, they were doing the offering, the tithe and offering. And Paige Janaeus mentioned the importance of value. They just had a big event the day before about thought leaders, business entrepreneurship, this whole thing. And she mentioned that it's time for women to have equal pay in the workplace. I'm not sure why that seems to be a problem still. And it shouldn't be a problem. Actually, I understand why it's a problem. And we're going to talk a little bit about that tonight. I'm going to share a little bit about that tonight. It's because the value of woman, the origin of woman, the way that God sees a woman, men do not see women in that capacity. And that's not all men, but historically, the way that women are perceived, they get us as wives, the world gets us as mothers. But what about this powerful place that God has given her? It seems to elude us. And I believe we're living in a time where we're seeing this change. We're seeing more women CEOs. We're seeing women become leaders of nations. And this is a time that we must rise up. We must rise up. So the origin of power, woman, the potential, the secrets, the hidden treasure that she is. And I can't get into everything tonight, and I might consider sharing a bit more next Sunday. But there are six secrets, six important keys, if you will, or power secrets. The potential, passion, power, posture, position, and purpose of a woman. What's her origin story? So in order to understand your origin story, you might be thinking your origin story as well. When I was born to, these were my parents, this is how I grew up. But your origin story is so beautiful. It goes back further than your mom and dad. The value of who you are, the person that you were born to be, the skin that you live in, the parents that you have. You don't just have those parents, you have those grandparents and those great-grandparents and the great-great-grandparents all the way back to the beginning of time. And if any one of those people were different, I learned this years ago from a powerful woman of God, mentor of mine. If any one of those people were different, you would not be. So you first need to understand that you belong here. However you, whatever the situation was, however you got here, whatever circumstances, If any one person would be different in your parental lineage, you would not exist. That's how clear God is on your being here. Number one, you belong here. In Genesis 1:26, God said, let us make humankind. This is spirit. This is not the flesh that you're wrapped in. This is not the skin that you're wrapped in. He says to himself, he's in conference in the boardroom with himself, God the Father, God the Son, God the Holy Spirit, and says, let us make humankind in our image, in the likeness. Those two words have deep meaning. Okay, I can't go into it, but they are not the same thing. He says, let us make humankind in our image, in the likeness of ourselves. Wow. And let them rule. Pause right there. When you read the Word of God, don't read so fast. Sometimes I know we're in a hurry, but when you slow down and read each word, he says, and let them rule, pause, let them rule. Do what? Rule over the fish in the sea, the birds in the air, the animals, and over all the what? The earth. Let them rule over all the earth. Your origin story starts with rulership. You were called to rule. My power women out there, you were called to rule. God made you in the image of himself, of ourselves, of his spirit. Holy Spirit, Father, Son. And over every crawling creature that crawls on the earth. Who is doing the ruling again? That's a test question. Humankind, mankind, woman, man. Who is humankind? Great question. I'm glad you asked. I'm glad you're thinking in that direction. So God created humankind in his own image. This is so exciting. This phrasing is just fantastic, exciting, and exhilarating. In the image, so God created humankind in his own image, in the image of God. He created him male and female. In the image of God, he, God, created him, humankind. Don't get caught up in the him and her and all of that stuff. This is spirit. He created him male and female. Male and female. He created them. Miles Monroe, if you know who the great Miles Monroe was, he says, female and male with the fetus. God creates the spirit of humankind, which are male and female, and he gave them his potential or potency. You are potent. Potential comes from the word potent. You are potent. He gave them purpose and his authority to rule, all before the fall of humankind. This is all in Genesis chapter 1. And the reason we have problems in the workplace and not equal pay, because there's not an understanding of what I'm telling you right now. Women and men, because we have participated in not really understanding our rightful place. And so we have submitted and come under something that God restored. There was a fall, and then there was a resurrection. Fall, Old Testament, New Testament, resurrection. When Jesus rose from the grave, he restored everyone, male and female. He didn't just restore the male man. He restored to their rightful place the male man and the female. So God creates the spirit of humankind, which are male and female. He gives us his potential, his potency, his greatness, his everything. He is. We are made in the spirit of God. He gave them purpose. He gave us purpose, the authority, the rule, the restoration, the last Adam of humankind, in which male and female were restored. Your origin story, she is female, ruler first and foremost. I just proved it to you. You are ruler first and foremost. Woman is wife. Eve, mother. So who is female? Female is ruler. Spirit, soul, body. We're tri-being. We're female, woman, mother. We have welcomed and accepted as mothers and wives. That's okay. I love being a mother and a wife. It's okay to serve our male men and mother our children. But we have to accept all of who God made us entirely, and accept our position as rulers alongside of the male men, the male man. Did it occur to you that the world system is broken because it is male man dominated? Remember, God said for them to take dominion and rule. The world system is rigorous. It's hard. It's a world system. The male man tells the woman to stay in her place. The female man, female of the man or the humankind, human part of her says, I belong in earth's rulership. You belong in the rulership of this earth. It is time for a massive change. I'm going to pause here for a moment. We're going to go to a commercial break. I want you to just think about that. Your origin story as a power woman is to rule. Just think about that, and I'll be right back.
Small business owners, you have a voice, and that voice is the Small Business Concierge Digital Magazine, a dynamic, interactive experience that promotes your products and services to your customers. Join small business thought leaders and game changers from Silicon Valley and around the nation and be a part of the next big experience. The Small Business Concierge Digital Magazine is your gateway to leverage multiple opportunities to connect with your readers, your clients, and backlink to your special offers. Subscribe as a concierge for as little as $25 a month. Connect with local, national, and international readers, tailoring your goals to your market. Remember, advertising and marketing is a proactive and long-term activity, and it works. Play the long game and win with the Small Business Concierge Digital Magazine. Benefit from special features like YouTube tips and training. Submit articles and learn how to get selected at no extra cost. Click smallbusinessconcierge.biz and put your business in front of the eyes that matter. Smallbusinessconcierge.biz. Small business thought leaders and game changers, you have a voice. And that voice is the Small Business Concierge Digital Magazine, a dynamic, interactive experience that promotes your products and services to your customers. Be a part of the next big experience. Subscribe as a concierge for as little as $25 a month and connect with local, national, and international readers. Click smallbusinessconcierge.biz and put your business in front of the eyes that matter. Smallbusinessconcierge.biz.
And I'm back. If you're just tuning in, this is Margaret Jackson, radio show personality for AM 1220 KDOW, Business and Finance Radio here in Silicon Valley. We are the number one business and finance network in Silicon Valley, Bay Area, San Francisco Bay Area. You are listening to the Extended Business on the Edge show, the Faith in Business on the Edge Sunday night program. Power Women, Power Secrets, the origin of the Power Woman. Your origin story starts before you were ever conceived, before you were ever thought about, or even if you weren't thought about by your parents. You're not an accident. God thought about you before the foundation of the world. How powerful is that? You were in the heart and the mind of God before your parents were born, before your grandparents, before your great-grandparents, your great-great-grandparents. God had you in his heart and his mind. He knew you would be here now in this season, January 15, 2023. He knew you would be here because he purposed you to be here. Your origin starts in the beginning, God. In the beginning, Margaret Harris is my maiden name. In the beginning, Cheryl. In the beginning, Joan. In the beginning, Barbara. In the beginning, put your name there. God had you in his heart, and he gave you He gave you purpose. He gave you potential. When he created humankind in his own image, in his likeness, to rule. So I'm just here to tell you that you don't need anyone else's permission to rule in your territory, in your place. He says, well, Coach Margaret, where am I supposed to rule? What am I on in the earth? In the earth. You're supposed to multiply. What does multiply mean? It means to produce and to reproduce. To be fruitful means to be productive. To replenish, to distribute. To subdue, dominate in your territory. Dominion, rule. Men who are listening, like it or not, she is ordained by God to rule together, male and female, ruling together. In the earth, That is all God, all his decision. He didn't consult us. He consulted himself. God the Father, God the Son, God the Holy Spirit. So it's time that you move out of her way and let her potential and purpose and genius flow. Support her in the household. Support her as your mother, as a mother, as the wife, and as the female ruler that she is. Her dreams, her passions, what God has put in her before she married you. And women, power women, I got news for you. If you do not know Christ as your Lord and Savior, he has still given you rulership. Saved or unsaved, he has given male and female rulership. He loves humankind. He's done all of this to bring us back to himself. We are restored through Christ Jesus. We are restored through his sacrifice. Knowing Jesus Christ as my Lord and Savior restored me back to my rightful place. God's plan for your life changed whether you choose him or not. But I recommend that you choose him. And if you don't know Jesus Christ as your Lord and Savior, let's end the show and pray to restore you back to your rightful place, to a father that loves you, to a king that loves you, to a God who has your best interest in mind, wanting you to fulfill your complete purpose and potential. Let's pray. Just repeat after me. Father God, I want to thank you for the love that you have shown me. And I want to make Jesus Christ my Lord and Savior, that I believe he died on the cross and you raised him from the dead so I can have salvation. I believe in my heart and I confess with my mouth that Jesus Christ is Lord. And I want to take my rightful place in rulership in this earth. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen. God bless you. And tune in next week for more of Faith and Business on the Edge with Margaret Jackson. This is our Blog Talk Business on the Edge extended show. Tune into my show on Thursdays on AM 1220 KDOW Prime Time, 2 p.m. to 3 p.m.